views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Hello, Benny.
Hi, Pat.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I'm a little anxious.
Why?
I'm a little anxious today.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I think I've been like too much of the news.
Okay.
I think I've been watching too much of the news or something like that.
Could be.
And not enough ping pong playing.
Oh.
Well, first of all, you know, growing up in New York City, I think once upon a time when I was younger, it's not that we didn't have violence. It's not that we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. I think it was different. I think that, you know, I can point to a time when myself and my sister were walking down the street and a gang happened to be somehow miraculously in our neighborhood, and both of our lives were at risk in that moment. Mm. And I remember it like yesterday. You know, I do. I remember it like yesterday. But even growing up in that environment, it wasn't the world we live in today. I can't imagine what it's like to be a kid. But I think about those times in my life, though, that, you know, the level of anxiety I had catapulted me to a different place. So, you know, you've heard me talk about the fact that, you know, when I was younger, I came home one day and I found all of my belongings on the yard, in my front yard. And I picked them up. And what I realized is I didn't have a home to go back to. And so what is it about our anxiety? The other thing is you've heard me talk about the fact that in a recent global study on the most anxious-ridden countries, and I would have to fact-check myself, but I believe for the first time in the history of the United States, we came up at the top, if not close to the top. And yet, at the same time, that doesn't surprise me. But what is it that we can learn from our anxiety? And that's what today's show is about. The gifts beneath your anxiety, how some simple spiritual tools can help us find peace, awaken that power within, and heal your life. And that is the book that I'm referring to today, and my guest today, Pat Longo, who's the author of this book, because this is a journey that one takes and goes on in life, and you may or may not be exposed to the fact that each of us have this aha moment that we can glean, that we could take from the things in our lives that are not so positive, not so upbeat. And so today we're going to be talking with Pat about that. For those of you out there, and we have three copies of the book, The Gifts Beneath Your Anxiety, to give away today. But for those of you out there, you know, when you think about somebody that writes a book like that, what do you know? Well, you know that they come from a place as a spiritual healer and a teacher, right? They've worked with thousands of clients all over the world. You know, they have facilitated healing of countless men, women, and children. And that's Pat Longo. But more than that, they're passionate, purposeful, and results driven to help all of us understand what it means in our lives. You know, so we have someone that wrote a book to help us understand, having worked with people all over the world and cared for, you know, people that have been considered highly sensitive, to understand that there's something for us to learn, something for us to really revere and hold high about anxiety in our lives. Pat, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm thrilled to be here. I truly am. I've actually seen you pop up on my emails every once in a while to do with the show. And I've never seemed to have any time in my life to really sit down and listen and look, because I'm always on the go. between writing the book and seeing all the clients that I see, I have a very large family. On my 17th grandchild coming next month.
God.
So I am, and they all live within 15 minutes of me. So
that's unusual.
I am the mom. Okay. I'm the grandma for everybody. Unfortunately, in most of my children's lives, the other parents are gone. So, tag, I'm it. And, I love it.
I gotta talk to you about something you said, because I think this is one of the great, misconceptions of our time. So you're talking about being busy. I talk about being busy, and, you know, I run into people from time to time. And so, you know, I ran into one of our listeners in a ping pong tournament, table tennis tournament over the weekend. And, you know, what I was really struck by is how people are amazed that I have time to do something like that. And so here's the thing I want to talk about to get this rolling. I don't feel stressed or anxious from my busy schedule, mm-hmm. even though we talk about being busy.
Right.
I'd probably be more anxious if I wasn't.
You weren't busy. Exactly.
But we have that confusion in our culture, I believe. When people talk about doing the things you're doing in the world, being who you are, me doing the things I'm doing, they have this other column over here that says, well, those two are probably stressed out. What do you make of that statement?
You know what? I've written a book on anxiety and I've never had it. So I don't even know what it feels like to have anxiety. My family, I was blessed with, and it's my grounding. And I honor myself. That's what you were doing, playing table tennis or ping pong. You honor yourself with something you love. And in the book, at some point in time, I don't know what part of the book, but I talk about how I learned to honor myself. I was a crazy woman, okay? Not anxious, busy when I was younger. I had all my children before I was 25, five of them. And you know, I was on the PTA, I was on the Civic Association board, I was the Cub Scout leader or mother, a den mother, I was the religion teacher for fourth grade, I was the mom for the soccer team that drove everybody everywhere, and I just forgot about me, and I was in my early 30s, and I just said, enough now. I don't know where I begin or where I end, and I joined a tap dancing class and a bowling league, and I held on to the tap dancing for about 9 years. I started to look like the Pillsbury Doughboy in sequins, and I said, okay, we've had enough now. It's okay. But it was fun, and I did it for me. And that's when my spiritual gifts opened up, when I began to honor me. So everybody needs to take time for that. And I can keep busy, like you said. I love my job, okay? I love healing people. I love seeing the difference. I have two spots that I work in. People sit on the couch and I do counseling and talking and teaching. And then I move them over to a chair to do healing in a separate part of the room. Yes. And the difference between them from one side of the room to the next is astronomical. And that's what I see. I see transformation. Okay. I see transformation every single day. And then, you know, people write to me and say, I can't believe that I feel this way. Is this what it feels like to not have anxiety? And again, that's only one thing that I do. Everything has to do with illness. Is I'm a healer. That's what I became. That was my God-given gift. But it evolved to this crazy anxiety epidemic.
Yeah. You know, look, I love what we're talking about because I, too, went through a very successful corporate career. You know, successful in terms of how the outer world evaluates success.
Success.
Right? You know, this kid from the Bronx, mother committed suicide at 6, homeless at 17. Pretty much everybody on the planet that knew me back then thought I'd be dead or locked up by the time I was 21. And, you know, my stepmom, in her strange way, right, before she booted me out, basically said, you better go work for the phone company because they'll never fire you. And my stepmother taught me many things, and I talk about her so often on the show. But that one thing that happened before she booted me out, I made that call to the phone company. Okay. I put that application in. I was out 48 days in my senior year of high school. That's considered unemployable. Mm-hmm. Anybody that is out for, think about that. I don't even know how many days there are in a year of school, right?
Me either.
But somewhere at an early age, I knew and was called lucky. Every part of my life, lucky. I was playing in a ping pong tournament this weekend, and you would have thought the leprechaun of luck sprinkled some dust on me because we're playing a game, and I hit more net balls than went over than you can even, more net balls, more edge balls, and this is traditional of my play. But here's why I'm talking about it, because at an early age, very early, when I was 6 in Catholic boarding school, I had an interaction with Jesus. It wasn't till way older and a lot of hardship did I understand about what you write about in this book. You know what I'm saying? You could be the sharpest knife in the drawer and still not get what you talk about in this book about spiritual connection and healing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the question I want to ask you, right? And then we have a caller, so we'll go to the phones when we come back from break. But here's the question I want to ask you and talk about when we come back from break. Sometimes I believe that the really strange things in my life that happened to me set me up for that wrong phone number I dialed in 2003 into an internet station 15 years ago that led to what we now know as the Dr. Pat Show. But that was like coming home for me. When we come back, I want to talk with you about the gifts beneath our anxiety, but the healing that has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because this, to me, is so powerful in today's world. And if we don't get to the healing of this, Pat, I just don't know if we will be able to make it in the way that we're meant to make it as human beings. Because being labeled sensitive for somebody like me, who has that outer crusty New York-ism, right? There's a reason that I scored an INFP in the highest possible introvert scale that Myers-Briggs ever saw. When we come back, we're going to talk about these gifts and how they show up and then what to do when they show up. Can our anxiety be that pathway to healing that we would have never, ever otherwise have gotten? We'll be right back.
You got it.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer shares tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I got to tell you, Benny, how does it get any better than this, Benny? You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm here, we're talking with Pat Longo, the author of the book, mm-hmm. and I read her book, and I went through it again last night, and I just realized the questions I thought I was going to talk to Pat about were not relevant anymore as I went through the book again, and here's where we are. And we have three copies of the book to give away. But before we do that, I want to just say to everybody, go to the website, patlongo.net. Go there. And what you're going to do is you're going to find a lot of information. You're going to see the book. You know, Pat, I want to do something a little different. Usually we talk a little bit more, but we have one of our fabulous listeners calling in. And so I would love to, Benny, why don't we bring her on? If we could.
Sounds good. Judith from Chicago. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Judith.
Hi. Hello to the two fabulous Pats. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Woohoo! You guys are lovely, both of you.
Thank you.
I'm very excited to read the book. I am an empath, a healer, an intuitive. And I didn't realize why I was so sensitive probably until middle age. And now I have some tools to protect myself and have boundaries, which I didn't have for the first half of my life, I would say.
I'm 64
now.
Yeah.
But I I have more anxiety than I ever had. And I didn't have anxiety when I was younger. So this is a relatively new thing. And I guess my question is, how can, and if you're, you know, if you know your clairvoyance, I guess a lot of my anxiety comes from not knowing if this is a real thing or imagined, or, and it's always, I always get anxiety when I'm in the future. And I've been through a lot of trauma in my life, and I'm very strong because of it. But sometimes the anxiety can be almost paralyzing.
I'm so glad you called. Me too.
And I'm so just wondering how, if you have, you know, clairvoyant gifts, how can you discern between what's real and what is your imagination gone wild?
Okay, I'm going to let Pat, the other Pat, address this. But before I say anything, please don't hang up, because we're going to give you a copy of the book, okay?
Oh, that's so,
so after we're done, stay on with Benny. And he'll gather your information. And that's the first thing. Pat.
Okay, I'm thrilled.
Pat,
thank you.
Pat, that's would you beautiful. Like to go first here?
I'm so happy you're going to get that book. Yeah. Listen, you are an empath, obviously. And when you say midlife, I don't know how old you are, and you don't have to tell me.
64.
But I was halfway through. Halfway through my age now when a lot of this came to me. So you're not too late in the game, believe me. Your anxiety, we have different points in time that the anxiety comes up. Sometimes it always starts at puberty or earlier, but puberty is when it really gets pumping. Then you have childbearing years, and of course women have cycles. Men don't get as many opportunities. They have puberty and midlife, but women also have perimenopause and menopause. And spirituality and anxiety are kind of hooked in together. So depending upon your age, more of it may be pumping through at this moment because you maybe didn't pay attention to it when you were younger. The second part is because you are or appear to be clairvoyant, and I'm sure you are. I'm going to give you a little, couple of little tools there. It's amping up now. Everybody on this planet is getting tapped on the shoulder. Wake up now, wake up now. It's time. It's time for everybody to open to that, to those gifts we were given before we even got here. So you're in the right direction at this point. To help your anxiety, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give you a tool to stop it, in its tracks. Now, are you an arm folder? Do you walk around with your arms crossed when you can, when you're around other people?
Sometimes. Probably.
Okay. But, do you ever put a pillow in front of you? Do you ever put a pillow in front of you when you're hanging out with friends or family in a comfortable setting?
No, I don't.
So you don't ever feel, do you ever feel anything in your solar plexus area, like the upper part of your gut, right below your breastbone?
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're feeling it. You're just not doing anything to protect yourself. Those are ways that people protect. Some people put a pocketbook over their shoulder when they're walking through the mall, and they hold it in front of them. And once again, it's automatic. It's your guidance system telling you cover, cover, block, block, so that you're not picking up the energy of all those people walking through that mall.
I do this, Pat.
Right.
Do you? Can you see my picture? Can you see me in Skype?
I did. Watching you from my peripheral vision as well. And I'm looking at the things that you're doing. I kind of do that when people sit down in front of me. I pay attention to what they're physically doing.
Yeah.
And I always have them pull the pillow in front. When I see that they can't look at me, I will pull that pillow in front and just hold it there. And I'll tell you about it later. But right now, just keep it there. And slowly their bodies turn and their eyes connect with me. And we begin to have a conversation without anxiety. Okay. So Judith, what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to use something called surround ground shield. okay, where you surround yourself with your thoughts in a magnificent bubble of light. Okay, that would be, that's my first, the first part of a 5-second tool. You surround yourself in the light. It's filled with God, or as Dr. Pat said, the source, the universe, whoever, her, he, makes no difference to me. Whatever your belief is, you fill that bubble up with that light and protection, and then you imagine yourself grounded into the earth. Now, you could use anything. You could use roots coming from your feet and your tailbone, or you could use a lightning bolts or grappling hooks, anchors. It doesn't matter. It's all about your thought. So when you ground yourself, that's where the balance comes in. Okay? Right. You are absolutely not in balance. So the first part of the protection connects you to spirit. The second part of the protection connects you to earth. The two of them together create yin-yang. They create balance. The last part, the part that will stop your anxiety, is imagining putting on a very shiny metal vest of armor. Okay? Kind of like an archangel would wear or a gladiator. And no collar, no sleeves. It's not heavy. It's not cumbersome. It fits you perfectly because it was made for you. So it's going to cover your heart. It's going to cover your solar plexus. And it's going to cover your abdomen, front and back, shoulder to waist. Okay? And in order to do it quickly, I'm just going to say it fast. I say God. God, surround me in a bubble of your white light and protection. Shoot my cords into the earth. Lock them in like the roots of a big old tree and slap on my vest. And I cross my arms over my shoulders and it's done. It's a done deal. Okay? So you would have to do that every morning before you interact with others. And you'll find your anxiety stops.
Okay.
Great. I have way too much backup on this to say otherwise. I don't expect people to have anxiety after I see them. And people wonder why I get excited when they come in with anxiety, because they're not dying. They don't have cancer or this disease or that disease. They have anxiety, and I know I can fix that. So again, you're going to have the tools. And when you get that book, you're going to see how your clairvoyance works into all of this. All right. You have to discern who's talking. Your guidance system never gives you fear. They do not give you fear. So any fear that comes in is ego, or as they now calling it, monkey brain. I've only heard that in the last couple of months. But it's self-talk. You have to start paying attention to that still small voice inside of you. Okay?
Right. So great.
You're going to get the book. You're going to learn a lot.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sidus, to get the book. It'll help so many people. And I pray it gets to everyone who needs it.
Thank you. My prayer.
It's awesome. The thing, too, that I want to chime in and talk about, and we're going to talk about it now coming up in this segment when we come back for break, is that, you know, had I had a book like this, or had I had this book in my hand, right, it would have prepared me. And so it didn't, you know, my life didn't prepare me for what was to come. And yet at the same time, it did. But here is the thing I love about what we're talking about today and what Pat put together in the book. And it's this. I don't know that I would be the person I am today, or even be doing what I'm doing today, you know, had I not gone through and seen the gifts in my state of anxiety or whatever that was I was going through, right? I wouldn't be here today in the way I am today. And the reason that I'm talking with you about it is because I can pinpoint, and Pat, I did this, I can pinpoint that every point in time in my life where I have been hit with the what I call the cosmic joke of destiny, right? Whether it's my mom's suicide or homeless, there was something in that moment that I was able to do, and then there's something greater that I was able to learn. And until I got to this later place in life, much later, right, that we're talking about, is it didn't dawn on me that this was like a guidance system. You know, I call it my GPS, right? You know, this was me being directed. Every time in my life I paid attention to that and used the tools that Pat just talked about, and there are many others in the book. It led me to the place I was supposed to get to with ease and grace. Every time I didn't, what happened to me was a situation that made sure that I was going to get to the place that I needed to get to. And she and I were talking about the fact that, you know, 6 months after starting this gig, I came down with a mystery disease that literally was going to confine me to a wheelchair if I didn't get the message. But here's what I love about you calling in. See, you're already more than halfway there. You're more than halfway there because you called in and reached out for help. I rarely did that in my life. And now I'm like a help addict. I'm like, come on, you got to help me with this. Okay. There's a reason I have 5 coaches and you're going to hear about it. But what I love about you calling in, do you know how many people listen to this show and probably were thinking exactly what you were thinking? And you just helped thousands of people with your courage to call in. Do you know that, Judith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've learned to trust and surrender. And the more I do, the better it is. The better it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's all good. And you're a warrior, Dr. Pat, and so are you, Pat. And yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. We're going to take a short break. Remember not to hang up because Benny's going to get your information, okay? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, one of the things in the book that's going to lead to a lot of things. And that is, you know, when Pat Longo talks about you have the power within. Here's the question. Do you believe that or do you say, are you bleeping kidding me? We'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Wow, you know, look, the gifts beneath your anxiety. Pat Longo is joining me here today as the author. Pat, before we go to the phones, we have another fabulous listener calling in. One of the things I want to ask you is, can you tell folks, one, how can they find out more about you? How do they get a copy of the book? I know I've got an advanced copy of the book, but that's okay.
Yes, it is. The book's been up for pre-sale, and on my website, patlongo.net, there is obviously a button you can push or something like that that will get the pre-ordered copy. They're all supposed to be delivered August 27th, I believe, but it's been up there since like December. So I'm hoping that a lot of people have looked into this. It's going to change a lot of lives. I put healing in the book too. I'm an energy healer, and every page in that book has healing in it. And it to me, I gave it to somebody for their birthday because the company sent me three copies, and I gave it to someone, and she just held it to her chest and said, "I just want to feel it. I just want to feel the energy." It took her like days before she opened it. So it is full of good stuff for everybody.
Thank you. And as I said, we've already given one copy away. We will probably give another copy away. And Mr. Benny has informed me that we have one of our fabulous listeners waiting to talk with you, Pat. Benny, who do we have?
Yeah, we have Sandy joining us from Maryland. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Hi, both cats. How are y'all doing?
Awesome. How you doing?
Good. I have been better.
All right.
My anxiety is bad enough. Politically, we ain't going there. But personally, my anxiety has been off the charts. It's like the past month, I've always gotten tingles in the crown of my head, but the past month, the tingles are really, really, really intensifying. And it's really making my anxiety really flare up even more.
Okay, you are opening up. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Well, listen, I used to think it was bugs crawling in my hair. It wasn't a very pleasant experience in the mid-90s, and I'm sitting at my office desk, and I either thought I was having a stroke or I caught something. And I remember that feeling of tingling at that time it was the right side of my brain. It was always on the right top side of my head. And I actually started getting some tinglings recently, which was very peculiar because I've been open for a long, long time. But things are amping up too, and I do believe that the anxieties are amping up because of a lot of planetary things. You know, we have a lot going on up there, and August is an amazing month. I don't know too much astrologically, but people inform me, and it is a very powerful month. And the month before of facing hardships and old things that have been, you know, hanging around for a long time, and it's time to address them. So I think the anxieties are pushing harder. People are calling me and writing to me and saying, "Gee, I felt so wonderful when I saw you. What's going on? Something's happening." And I am blaming it on the black supermoon we just had and a couple of planetary shifts. But as far as the crown chakra opening, even more so, listen, you're coming into your own. You're coming into your power. And don't worry about it. There's nothing wrong with you. I am sure of that. So where do you want to go with this? What are you doing anything spiritual?
I've been meditating even more so with your meditations.
Okay, thank you.
I've been doing that for the past 3 weeks, steady. I mean, I've done it before sporadically.
Well, now you're really opening up. The more meditation you do, meditation is the key. It's really the key to get yourself wide open, but you do have to have the protection. I don't like anybody opening up without some type of protection. Mm-hmm. And again, you can make up your own. People do it all the time. And there's many different methods and ways. But if you're listening to my meditations, particularly the white light one, universal white light and protection, you're covered. Okay. You're covered. Just throw on the vest. Throw on the vest, and that'll complete the deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's gotten so where, even in the dark, though, it's like when I'm in pure dark, I feel like the anxiety is like strangling me in my throat. Does that make sense? I mean,
well,
it's that intense.
Well, I want you to take control of your space, okay? Yeah. Simply demand that no one's allowed in your space unless you invite them or they're from God's light. Because obviously you're feeling, you're an empath, you're feeling the sensitivities of other energies around you. And in order to eliminate that, people don't realize they're in control. They are in control of their space. And if somebody like me or Dr. Pat doesn't tell you that, you're going to always feel like there are things in your room, you know, things that go bump in the night.
Yeah.
You have to command and demand your space. All right. And once you do that, you shouldn't have any trouble in the dark.
Excellent. Okay.
Listen, I can do this with little kids. Listen to me. If the adults would just listen, we'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, I have a 19-year-old that has anxiety and depression problems as well, and he doesn't listen to anything I say to try to help him with his anxiety.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's a mom's lot in life. The children don't necessarily listen to you, but they do listen to somebody else. So
yeah, that's true.
You know,
this is true. So I can't wait to get your book so I can help with my other issues.
Like do me a favor. Don't hang up because we'll get you a copy of the book, right?
God bless you. Oh, thank you, Pat.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on one second. I want to get back to one thing you said, only because it's something I relate to. I think you said it, but I don't know if I heard it right. I think you said something like, you know, I'm anxious, but something like, you know, I feel anxiety, something about the political situation, but I don't want to go there. And so let me just make a statement about that for myself.
Okay.
So here's the problem for me. I do the Dr. Pat show, and I do it 5 days a week. And most of the time, I talk about things that are upbeat, positive, transform your life. But see, here's the issue that I came to around my own anxiety. And it's the following. When I was younger, I went through very young age, teenage year, then later on, a complete activist, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, chances are there's some picture of me burning my bra down in Atlantic City somewhere.
There you go, girl.
Somewhere. I often think about, wow, what would happen if we had social media back then, right?
Right.
So somewhere along the line, you're going to, you know, my life was every weekend I was either marching or sitting or something. So for me, the epiphany for me, and Pat, I'll share this with you. The epiphany for me happened about 2 months ago when I realized that there was something inside of me that I was silencing and that I wasn't speaking. And I also realized the Dr. Pat show wasn't the forum for it. I did one show where I kind of went off in that direction a little bit, and we ended up having to edit some of what I said in that show. So here's what I had to do. I had to face this for myself, and I had to say, what is the price that I am paying for not showing up in the way that I am being called to show up in the world today? What is the price I'm paying? Both the spiritual price, both the internal price, and I think, Pat, we'll talk about this when we come back, but there's a price that I was paying. Physical health price, mental price, not sleeping at night price, you know, the comment that you made, price, right? We don't want to go there, but we do go there because it's inside of us. You know, unless you're really not listening to anything or not part of social media, or you don't turn on the news, and I'm not saying what channel, it doesn't matter to me, or you just don't watch TV, then you have to know about what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
So I had to make a decision.
I make a decision. It's just that I voice it, you know.
That's my point.
Amongst
so here's my
family.
Point. Here's my point. I decided that I would start a different radio show, a new radio show, that was not like the Dr. Pat show in the same way, in the same format. And I started that show. It can only be heard on my network, Transformation Talk Radio. I don't air it on AM stations. I was airing it on cable radio, and I probably will continue. It's heard on over 200 cable radio stations in your home. And it's called Power Up with Dr. Pat. It's a different show. And I have to tell you, that action to do that, something changed in me. It changed in me. Because what I was doing is I was trying to bury something that didn't want to be buried. Pat, I don't know what your thoughts are on that. I'm probably not explaining it in a way that makes sense. But I had to change something.
Yeah, to me, you had to speak out. Because if you don't, and you feel all of that inside of you, and you're not able to communicate it in the right way, then you're, again, once again, you get sick. Okay? Yeah. If you're not speaking your truth. And listen, there's ways to speak it with grace, but you need to speak your truth. So I applaud you. I applaud you.
And so one of the things I want to say about this, and maybe, Pat, we can talk about it when we come back. I don't know if it's the same for you, right, calling in. But it stuck with me when you said it. Sometimes we have to be in service in the world. Sometimes we have to do that to heal. And I don't know if that's the case for you, but it might be something to think about. That's just my take on it, Pat. I mean, I look at my life, and every time I've had a situation, I've been of service. I've volunteered. I've done something. I've worked in the soup kitchen. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. Yep. I don't know if that works.
This service, people do service in every single day in so many different ways. And sometimes it's just to one person. They don't even realize that they're stepping up their compassion, their empathy to others, or the wrongs, to right a wrong. I wish more people would step up when they see an act of violence or anything, just because it's innate within them to do so, like it is with you now to cover this. Now, see, I don't listen to the news. I haven't listened to the news or anything like that in probably 15, maybe 20 years. I don't. Yet I seem to know what's going on in the world. You know, my students would always make sure that I did. You know, as terrible as it sounds, when the Boston bombing took place, I was teaching a class and we were holding hands and we do a healing circle at the end of the class. And everybody puts in the people they want to send healing to. And people started talking about Boston. And that's how I found out about it. And I felt horrible that I didn't know. Now, of course, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. So I don't look at it that much, but I see it go by. So I immediately knew about El Paso. And then as I was posting it, prayers about El Paso, somebody texted me and said, Ohio happened last night around midnight. Don't forget about them. So I immediately it was horrible, horrifying, but I had to put that up too and tell everybody we need to stop this violence. And if people don't step up, they don't step up. It's never going to change.
Yeah. And you know, Sandy, one of the things I want to say is don't hang up, please, because Benny will come back on and he'll get your information so we can get a copy of the book to you. Okay. You know, this topic, it's a big one, but you cover it, Pat, so brilliantly in the book in so many ways. One of the things that I do want to take a minute and talk with you about is the following. How often in our lives do we numb out, right? Bury our heads in the sand, that kind of thing. My stepmama used to say to us girls, boy, I'm telling you, she said a lot of things to us girls, but she was from the deep south. Mm-hmm. And had her first child at 12 and her second child at 13. So there is nothing that was going to hide under a rock for this woman. Right. It just wasn't going to happen. And, you know, she would tell us that, and telling the truth was so important for her. You know, she instilled it in all of us. And I must say, that's been a lifelong journey for me. You know, sometimes the truth is hard, but how important, Pat, is it for us to reveal the truth to ourselves about ourselves? See, that truth.
Yep. Well, that's the one that makes us sick if we don't. Okay, so it's really important. It's the most important thing. I had a young woman in here recently, and, you know, she's in a situation, in a marital situation that is just untenable. And I, you know, I've never told anybody to get a divorce. And it was screaming out of every pore in my body. But it was, it's her truth. And I said to her, you're going to get sick. You are going to get sick. There's no way around this. And in the interim, your family is so worried about you that you're going to make them sick. So you need to wake up and take responsibility and speak your truth. Listen to what you're saying to me. And as you're speaking, you're telling me your truth. And every part of it screams, run. Do not walk away from this situation. So it's all about speaking your truth.
Yeah. You know, Pat, one of the things that I know, we've got a few minutes left, but I want to ask you this question because, you know, when I read your book for the second time and I went through it for the second time, what I was really struck by is how many tools you're providing people with here. You know, everything from surround, ground, right? Everything from, you know, the shield exercises that you have in the book to really have an further understanding about what energy healing is.
Okay.
I want to ask you this question. You know, I now do believe everything is energy. Not always, but I now do believe that. Mm-hmm. If we believe that, then don't we also have to believe the next part of that, that in some way, if everything is energy, there's a role and a power that we have that we have yet to recognize in ourselves. Is that statement true from your perspective?
Yes, 100%. Everybody's got it. And we all agreed to come here and serve in some way. Are we going to get in trouble for not serving? No. Nobody's going to poke you in the face when you get to the other side and say, hey, you didn't do what you promised. You're just going to get more added to your plate, and you're going to come back to the next life, and you're going to have it heaped on. And we still get to work through it. We get as many lifetimes as we need to work through it, but we are here for service. We are here to help someone. You know, the people who cut our hair and style our hair and things like that, they stand and listen to everybody's crap all day long. They are the biggest empaths because you figure, I'm not going to see them for 6 weeks, and who are they going to tell? You know, so all of the stuff gets dumped on them. And these poor people, they get sick. I've worked on quite a few people in my
head. Yeah, they do.
They get sick because they're sucking it in. They're sucking those toxins in from everyone. But we all have. And again, they're serving. They just don't know that there's a way to keep safe. They haven't opened up to that part of themselves yet. But we are all here to serve. Nobody is here on a free pass. We all have it. But whether or not you open that gift in this lifetime is the free will choice God gave us. And to me, that's the biggest gift of all.
Wow. You know, first of all, thank you for writing a brilliant book. I just love it. There's so much in here. And I love that you're really taking it right directly to us about the fact that there are gifts beneath our anxiety, right? Because I don't think you have to go where I went through to figure that out the hard way. I think if we get this right and we look at what you're saying to us here, we can really go to a place that is so unlimited in our potentiality and possibility. I believe we can heal anything, right?
Absolutely.
So I want to thank you for that. Pat, I want to ask you one more time, please tell folks how they can find out more about you, the book. And then the last question is, I'd love to know your personal message. I'd like to know what you'd like to leave us with.
Oh my goodness. There's probably about 10,000.
Yeah.
I could leave you with. Listen, I will say my biggest thing that I would like people to remember is that thoughts become things. That every thought that you have, good, bad, or indifferent, has consequences. And it will come back around one way or the other. So if you walk through life and you try to keep your thoughts as positive as possible, listen, we all have bad days, sometimes bad weeks, sometimes bad years. But the more positive you remain, the quicker you can bounce, okay? I give people tools so they can bounce quickly out of a bad situation. That's really what I do. And I'm forever telling people, when my husband passed away, I had a choice. You lay in a fetal position after 45 years with somebody and not get up and move. Or you stand up, you celebrate his life, which is what I did with my kids, with my family, with my friends. I celebrated his life and I said, I'm just going to keep helping people. And if everybody could just celebrate the people in their lives now, today, and remember to stay positive and grateful at all times, we'd be in a great place, in a great world.
Yeah, I love it. Pat, thank you so much, right? For those of you out there, patlongo.net, please go ahead and check it out. I want to make sure that everybody knows how to find out more about you. And the other thing I love about us and today is, you know, when I was 21, I thought I was, what did we call it? Midlife. What did we talk about earlier in the show? We called it some kind of mid thing.
We're talking about midlife crisis.
Midlife. Yeah. When I was 21, I thought that was the middle of my life. You know, when I was 30, I thought it was the middle of my life. I mean, on and on and on. Now, when people ask me how old I am, I was asked how old I was at my table tennis tournament the other day by two guys that were watching me and saw one of my shots. And when I told them my age, they looked at me in shock. They were in shock. And one of them said to me something interesting. He said, you know, it doesn't matter, does it?
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.